Bristol Myers, the makers of Sal Hepatica for your smile of health and Mum for your winning charm, present The Alan Young Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ken Delmar speaking on behalf of those two old friends, Sal Hepatica and Mum, and welcoming you to the Alan Young Show, featuring our singing star, Diane Courtney, the music of Peter Van Steeden, and starring Alan Young. Well, it's Tuesday night and time for another visit to Alan Young's house. It's so refreshing to talk to a simple, modest chap like Alan. He doesn't claim to be anything but just an average person. Let's go in. Hi, Alan.
Oh, hello, Kenneth Oldbean. Hello, hello. I'm writing the story of my life. Listen to the first chapter, Ken. When I reached the age of 4 months, I left home. I needed a change. At the age of 5 months, I knew the laws of gravitation backwards. I knew Darwin's theory backwards. I knew Einstein's theory backwards. I was a backward child.
Well, what are you going to call the book?
Kenny, I have the title all picked out. True Story of Alan Young, or The Real Dope. Oh. And on the inside page, I'll put this simple dedication to my mother and father, without whom this author would never have been possible.
Well, where do you come off writing a book? I don't think you have a college education.
I haven't. I mean, I haven't? Haven't? Well, here's a picture of me when I graduated from college.
Why didn't you graduate in cap and gown?
My father was still sleeping in it. I've had plenty of writing experience. They used to call me the Ernest Hemingway of Canada.
What made them stop?
Ernest Hemingway.
Well, Alan, your book could never be a success. The people want to read about a man who has lived. A man who has suffered.
Oh, I've suffered. I've really suffered. I've gone hungry and I've gone barefoot.
How did that happen?
I lost my ration book.
Well, that isn't enough. You have to know the meaning of sorrow. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is to have had love within your grasp and lost it?
Yeah. Once in the movies, the lights came up too soon. Even when I went to school, I used to whistle at all the little girls. Finally, the teacher sent for my parents.
Why?
She wanted to see Whistler's mother.
You have to get out and meet people, talk to people. Talk to a man who is determined, square-jawed, fearless. A man who knows everything.
Well, I would, but he's too busy looking for Gravel Gertie right now.
I'm not talking about Dick Tracy. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the man who just moved into Mr. Grimes' house next door. There's a man who knows life.
Gee, I'd sure like to meet him.
Wait, there he is, out in the backyard, pitching horseshoes.
Oh, yeah, what a man, what a man.
Oh, what's so wonderful about a man pitching horseshoes?
He doesn't even bother taking off the horses. Of course, that way they walk back. I would throw it out. Gosh, I'd sure like to meet that man.
Well, here he comes into the house now.
Oh, boy, what a physical specimen. What legs, what arms, what shoulders, what heads. Oh, gee, are you really that great adventurer? That daring explorer? That dashing Romeo?
Yes, indeedy.
Alan, I want you to meet Colonel Atlas C. Linehart.
What does the C stand for?
Coward. I've traveled the four corners of the world. Huh? I haven't missed a town or city in the universe. I'm the Republican Mrs. Roosevelt.
Well, tell me about some of the places you visited.
I spent 4 years working with the Sultan of Shish Kebab. I used to chase away the sightseers from the Sultan's harem.
Well, what kind of a job is that?
I was a harem scarem. I've traveled all over. Frank Buck once took me to Africa, but he left me there.
Why?
He only brings him back alive.
But I bet a man like you knows a lot about women, especially those of the opposite sex.
I'm through with women since Betty Grable broke my heart. Huh? Oh, Betty, what has Harry James got that I couldn't borrow from Van Johnson?
You mean to say you actually know Betty Grable?
I had her picture tattooed on my chest. Huh? Then Harry James found out about it.
What happened?
He took it out of my hide. Oh, Betty, when I think of you, my cup of joy runneth over.
Oh, your cup of joy runneth over. Some of it drooleth down your chin, too. But look, Colonel Lionheart, I'm writing a book. I want to go out and see life in the raw.
Don't you think you ought to wear something? If you really want to learn about life, get in touch with Maisie LaCrotchmeyer at the Coca Banana. Mm-hmm. She's a fan dancer. I used to be her old flame.
She's a fan dancer? You used to be her old flame. Well, why did you break it up?
I held the flame too close to her fan.
Thanks for the tip. I'll call up right now and make a reservation. What's the name of that afternoon club?
That's not an afternoon club. It's a nightclub.
You haven't read the papers today, have you?
Well, it is a Coca Banana.
Coca Banana, I see, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello? I'd like to make a reservation for tonight, please. That's the only space you have left in the whole club? Well, do you think I'll be able to see from in there? Oh, if I leave the door open. Well, all right, but I've never seen a floor show from the kitchen. Well, how shall I dress? Huh? Top hat, white tie, tails, and socks are optional. Thank you. Good night.
Alan, this may prove to be a very interesting chapter in your book.
I hope so, Kenny.
Of course, you'll look pretty sharp in that top hat, white tie, and optional socks.
Yes.
Yeah, but looks don't mean everything.
Well, I'll look sharp, Kenny, but you think my evening can fall flat?
You bet you.
That's my line.
Yeah, but even a good line won't help if you forget to remember how important it is to be nice to be near. How important it is to use MUM, M-U-M.
I walked right into that.
Well, everyone who wants social security should know about MUM. It's the velvet smooth, snowy white underarm deodorant cream that quickly and safely protects your natural after-bath freshness. Helps keep you nice to be near for hours on end. Of course, a bath or shower is the past. But to be sure of the future, those busy hours after the bath, wise men and women use MUM. Now, MUM's quick to apply, takes only 30 seconds of your precious time to rub it on. And gentle? Why, even tender-skinned people need have no qualms about using MUM daily. What's more, MUM is safe for fabrics. Now, this means forgetful folks can apply it after they're dressed. So take a tip from those who know. When you want to be sure you're nice to be near, use MUM. M-U-M. And here's Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra to play I'm Beginning to See the Light.
Banana nightclub without a tuxedo. This looks like a place to get a full dress suit. Hoffman's Tuxedo Shop. Get your tails from Hoffman. And here goes.
Yes?
I'm Alan Young, and I want a tuxedo with two pair of pants.
Oh, you mad, impetuous boy, you. Would you care for something in midnight blue or banker's gray?
Well, I'd like something to match my complexion.
I'm sorry, but we're all out of pool table green. Oh, I have just the suit for you. It's exactly your size.
Oh,
46 stout.
Well, gosh, it seems awfully large.
Well, it's our collegiate model.
Oh, must I take the faculty in with me?
Now, I'll just put this jacket on you.
Yeah.
There. Well, the jacket is rather large, but we'll fix it. I'll take it in around the knees. Oh, yes, we'll also have to lower the right shoulder a little.
Yes, it doesn't look right to have it higher than my head.
Let's see. Now, would you mind turning around?
Yeah.
Turn around again. The coat didn't move. Well, now let's have a look at your arms. Raise your right sleeve.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm standing on it.
Well, I don't know what you have against this suit. It's the perfect tuxedo.
This is no tuxedo. This is a blue serge foxhole.
Oh, no, I beg to differ with you. This fabric is a genuine Scotch tweed.
Yeah? How do I know it's a genuine Scotch tweed?
Just wear it in the rain and your body starts coming through the dye.
I still insist this coat is a little too big. May I try on the pants?
With a coat like this, pants are a mockery.
Well, I have to have a tuxedo. If I rent this tuxedo, will you alter it a little for me?
Yes, just leave it to me. When you walk down the street with this suit, people will stop and ask where you got it.
They will?
Yes, and don't tell them. Now, if you just step into this dressing room, I'll have the suit altered in a few minutes.
All right, I'll go right in. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, step right in, son. Take it off. I say, take it off.
Well, Counselor Carton Branch, what are you doing here?
Well, I bought a pair of pants here last week. Huh? They told me it would wear like iron. Just brought it in to have some of the rust removed. That's a joke, son.
The best dressed egg of the season. You know, Mr. Carton Branch, I'm going to be an author.
Good luck, son. I hope it's a boy.
Author? I mean, I'm going to write a book. That's why I'm going out tonight to live.
Living's good for you. I remember when I used to live out in the open, ate under the trees, slept under the stars.
You were an adventurer.
I was a bum. I love that life. I say I love that life, though. I used to earn my living trapping wild animals. That's how I caught my wife. I never did know when to keep my trap shut.
Yeah. Well, I have a date tonight with...
Don't stand there listening while I'm talking, son.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, life has been kind to me. Today, I'm the most successful lawyer in town. I'm a leader of men and a follower of women. Women, that is. Yeah.
Gee. Counselor Cartmash, why don't you write a book?
I did, son, I did. I took it to a publisher, and he said for that masterpiece, I should join the immortals.
Really?
Yeah, told me to drop dead. But I wasn't discouraged. No, sir. I sat down and wrote the history of the butterfly. For 2 long years, I lived the life of the butterfly. I finally quit when I broke my leg.
Well, how did that happen?
I fell off a daffodil. That's pure whimsy, son.
Yeah, well, I need a suit.
Excuse me, Mr. Young, here's your tuxedo.
Oh, fine. Now, what is the rental charge for one night?
That'll be $10.
$10? Well, I've only expected to pay $5.
The price is $10.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you come down a little and I'll go up a little, okay?
Okay. $9.
$6.
$8.
$7.
$7.
$8.
$6.
$9.
$5.
$10.
Sold. Oh, you sure drive a hard bargain. Goodbye.
Seems every time I drive a hard bargain, it costs me money. Well, I'm off to the nightclub. Boy, this is going to make some chapter in my book.
Thank you.
a classy nightclub this is. Everything is so bright and shiny. They'll even have brass finger bowls on the floor. Oh, gee, here's a picture of that fan dancer, Maisie LaCrotchmire. What does this sign say? During the present fuel emergency, Maisie will do her fan dance with two hot water bottles.
May I be of service, Bud?
Yes, I have a reservation at table 629. Will I be able to see the floor show from there?
Why, certainly. The waiter will show you how to use the radar machine. By the way, Bud, do you have a $5 table or a $10 table?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, with the $10 table, you just get a chair.
Well, I have the $10 reservation. Will you please send Maisie to my table?
Why, certainly. There's your table over there. I'll send her right in.
Fine, thanks a lot. Union will hear about that. Oh, what a place. Gee, look at this menu. It's so classy. Leave your wraps in Ernie's check room. We are not responsible for hats and coats that fit Ernie. Quite a place.
Pardon me. I'm Maisie, the fan dancer. I hurried over. I didn't have time to change.
Yes, I'm Alan Young, and I'm writing up. Aren't you cold that way?
Well, when a girl gets cold, what do?
Rub two sticks together and make a fire.
Come here, you big, blonde, beautiful beast.
Please, you're hurting my arm.
What do you see when you look deep, deep in my eyes?
You're wearing open-toed shoes.
Come on, little Abner. Come on over here and kiss me. Yeah. You know, I don't often kiss boys the first time I meet them.
Neither do I. Look, Miss Maisie, I didn't come here to make love. I came here to write a book.
Here goes the lifetime guarantee on your pen.
Oh, bless your little... I'll tell you what I'll do with you, Miss Maisie. If you let me kiss you, if you let you kiss me... Well, we'll both work at it. If I let you kiss me, you let me write my... Oh, brother, I'll try it in English. I'll write down my reactions to my book if you kiss me.
This book will never pass in Boston.
Yeah. Let's go ahead, shall we?
Well, what did you write, Blondie?
L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T.
That doesn't make sense.
I can't help it, I'm smoking.
Uh-oh, here comes my boyfriend, Killer Kelly.
Killer Kelly?
So I caught you out with my girl. You yellow-livered, weasel-faced blubber-lip. What do you got to say for yourself?
Cigarette?
All right, bud. I caught you red-handed. You Maisie with root beer on your breath, and this jerk with lipstick all over his kisser.
No, she didn't kiss me. I always say lips that have touched the dreaded root shall never rest upon my snoot.
Yeah, well, then what was she doing sitting on your knee?
Believe it or not, Kelly, we're writing a book.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing with that knife?
I'm going to cut you down for the Reader's Digest. On second thought, I'm going to take you for a little ride. You and 14 other guys.
Won't that be kind of crowded?
Yeah, but nowadays it's patriotic to share the ride. All right, get going. Yeah. And in case you get frisky, that's a gun in your back.
Ooh. Well, would you mind moving it up a little bit higher?
There.
More to the left?
Yeah.
Up a little?
There.
That's it. Oh!
Oh, hello, Alan. Are you leaving so soon?
Kenny, what are you doing here?
Shut up.
Oh, yes.
Well, I just came over to see that fan dancer, Maisie LaCrotchmire.
Oh, well, Kenny, now that you're here, maybe you'd like to come along with me?
Oh, no. You go ahead and have a good time. You're probably going to get quite a bang out of things.
Yeah.
But keep sober, Al.
Oh, I don't know if I'll keep sober. It looks like I'm going to get stiff sooner than I expected. Penny, look, I'm going for a ride.
Well, that's wonderful, Alan. The fresh air will do you a lot of good.
Come on, Bud, on your way.
Look, Kenny, I'm going to get bumped
up. Well, drive carefully, and you won't.
I mean, I'm going to have an awful night if you don't come along. I mean, I don't feel...
Are you sick?
Oh, brother, yes.
All right, come on, Bud. The carriage is waiting.
Yep.
Gee, I wish I could have helped him, but you can't do that unless you know what's the matter. For instance, if any of you, ladies and gentlemen, knew that you didn't feel well because you needed a laxative, the answer would be simple. A glass of sparkling Sal Hepatica. For that brings quick, gentle relief. Take a glass full of sparkling Sal Hepatica first thing in the morning, for instance, and you'll find it brings relief, usually within an hour. In fact, morning, noon, or night, Sal Hepatica helps you to feel better faster. Then, too, Sal Hepatica gives you another advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist, remembering this caution, use only as directed. And then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica. And now here is our glamorous singing star, Diane Courtney, to sing I Didn't Know About You.
I ran around with my own little crowd, the usual laughs, not often but loud, and in a world that I knew, I didn't know about you. Chasing after the ring on the merry-go-round, taking my fun where it could be found. And yet what else could I do? I didn't know about you. Darling, now I know I had the loneliest yesterday. Every day in your arms, I know for once in my life I'm living. Had a good time every time I went out. Romance was a thing I kidded about. How could I know about love? I didn't know about you. Now I know I had the loneliest yesterday. Every day in your arms, I know for once my life I'm living. Had a good time every time I went out. Romance was a thing I kidded about. How could I know about love? I didn't know about you.
Okay, Young, this is the end of your ride.
Gee, Mr. Kelly, this is a pretty tough part of town.
Nah, it ain't tough. Hmm? See, across the street, they're having a birthday party. Look at that lovely birthday cake. They put out the candle.
Look, Mr. Kelly, I gotta go up. I gotta take a pair of rubbers uptown.
Where are they?
I'm wearing them.
Now, look, kid, you're coming with me, and there's nothing to be afraid of. Why, I wouldn't hide a fly.
Pardon me, could one of you guys spare time for a cup of coffee?
Oh! You shot him. Mr. Kelly, I demand to know why you shot that man.
I just didn't like his face.
Oh, well, as long as you had a reason.
All right, here we are, right down these steps.
Gee, so dark down here, I can't see a thing. Better feel around in case I... Oh, here's a passage. Gee, it's all dark and wet and clammy.
Get your hand out of my mouth.
Oh?
All right. Here's the door. Now go on and open it. Remember, I got you covered.
Yeah, well, I'll just... Must be locked. That's okay. I always carry a pass key in my pants pocket. Yeah. Oh. Darn these pickpockets.
No key?
No pants.
All right, get going, bud. It won't be long now.
No, I'm not going. I've gone far enough. I'm not going any further. And nothing you can use will force me, understand? Nothing you can use will force me.
Go on in or I'll plug you.
Oh, well, psychology.
Now, look. In a minute, you're going to meet my partner.
Yeah.
If you stand up to him, you're okay. But if he thinks you're scared, he'll let you have it. Yeah. So keep a stiff upper lip.
Keep it? I've eaten it.
All right, quiet. Here he comes now.
Yeah.
Hiya, Spike.
Hey, Spike.
Hiya, Kelly.
Hiya, Kelly.
Did the stuff get here?
Huh?
Stuff get here?
Yeah, 6,000 gallons, but they... Hey, I don't mind you bumping somebody off, but why stand them up like that?
Now, look, this ain't a stiff.
Huh?
This is the sucker that's going to front for the stuff.
Yeah, front for the stuff. For the stuff, I'm going to front.
Spike, I want you to meet me pal, Alan Young.
Hey, Spike. How's your gat? And all the little gittens. You know?
Some tough guy. Why, I could knock him flat with a wet cornflake.
Yeah? Well, I just have to get rid of a guy like you. I just bumped him off.
Yeah? How?
How? Well, I strangled him, shot him 6 times with a bazooka, and hit him over the head with a paper napkin. I'm a tough guy, see?
Okay, I'll let you in on a deal, Young. You see, kid, me and Spike are 6,000 gallons of gasoline to sell, and you're just the guy to do it.
Sure. If you want it, you can keep a little gasoline for yourself. Do you like Ethel?
I don't know. I never met her. So dark in that hose. Never met her. Dark in the hose.
All right. Now, look, Young. We're handling black market gas, and you're going to front for us.
Going to front? Well, I can't even think of a word to describe you.
Skunk, louse, rat.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, say, you can't say that about me. Way out.
No, you don't. Put him up. Both of you, put him up.
Huh?
And I'll get over against the wall. Go on, get over.
Now, wait a minute. You ain't even got a gun in your hand.
Must I be hampered by tradition? Look, you guys. You come a step closer, I'll run out of here and get the police. I warn you, I'll run out.
Oh, yeah, the door's locked, bolted, and chained. The only way you could get out is through the keyhole.
Okay. Little tight, but I made it. Now that I'm out, I'm going to call the police. I've got to be quiet or those crooks will hear me. Where can I get a phone? I'll try this house here. Hope there's somebody home.
Yes?
Shh! Good evening, lady.
Oh, good evening. I'll have 25 pounds of ice and I'll see you Thursday. Yes?
Lady, I'm not the ice man.
Then make it Friday.
Make it... Hey, you, open this door. I gotta get... Hey, what's that? It's the police. But how did they get here? Gee, they're pulling up right outside this house. Hey, over here. You'll find the crooks right below here in the basement.
Alan, are you all right?
Oh, Kenny, so you brought the police. How did you know where to find us?
Well, after you left me at the nightclub, Maisie the fan dancer confessed.
You mean Maisie the fan dancer? She confessed?
Yeah, she said she wouldn't cover up for anybody.
She
also helped us capture the ringleader of the mob. Here he is.
The ringleader? What a finish this will make for my book. Say, ringleader, will you tell me the story of your life as a gangster? A gangster who murdered, plundered, stole, and killed?
Yes, indeedy.
Oh, no! Sorry, we're over time. Good night, folks. Good night.
Say, girls, you know, along with a pretty face, a fella likes to have his dream girl's hands soft and smooth, nice to hold. So look, if you've been having trouble these days keeping your hands the way you like them, take a tip from old man Delmar here. Get yourself a bottle of Truché. Truché, the beforehand lotion. Truché is a brand new idea in hand lotions. Use it before you tackle your household tasks, before you do dishes or tub undies. Truché guards soft hands, helps keep them smooth and lovely. Why, Truché will guard your hands even in hot soapy water. Truché's a grand all-over beauty lotion, too. Try it for rough elbows, chapped legs. It's wonderful as a powder base. Creamy, fragrant Truché is truly more than just another hand lotion. It's the before hand lotion.
This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.